Nevin, you're welcome. Good morning, dear heart. Now, the traffic must be gorgeous coming all the way from Cavan this
morning. It's getting heavier and heavier.
Oh, heavier and heavier.
You just got to be up
early.
That
could be us,
though. That's
it. What?
You just got to be up early, and you're up at the crack of dawn or before.
Crack of dawn, like an idiot, working my fingers to the bone. I do.
You
do. Like yourself.
Yeah.
Now we're very close. Middle of December and all the rest of it. What have you got for me today? What do you want to?
Well, we're going to talk turkey.
Hey, talk turkey, turkey.
The main event. We're going to do a lovely glaze for the ham. We'll talk about that in a minute. And nice simple stuffing, but the turkey.
Okay, talk to me about the turkey.
So this will serve 10 or 12 people. It's about a 10 to 12 pound bird, which is about 5.5 kilo bird. So there's a great, there's
That's
lots of great turkey out there. Look for the quality mark. You know it's Irish. That's really important now. Quality assured. So we're supporting Irish farmers.
It's a sticker.
Hogan's Farm. They're fantastic. They're in Kells.
Hogan's?
Oh, they're fantastic. Right. Oh, the way they rear the turkeys, the bronze turkey, the outdoor bronze turkey.
There's
no one like them.
Do they take them on holidays to Malaga? How do they get bronze turkeys? How does that happen?
It's a breed.
I'm sorry.
It's a bit early. I'm sorry, Mark.
I'm only winding you up. But anyway, so you'd recommend them.
Oh, they're great people. I just love what they do. So,
I bet the turkeys don't. God, who'd be a turkey?
You're some man.
Who'd be a turkey?
So we're talking the full turkey, not
the full
breast,
whack,
not the breast, not the the way you can get the butterfly breast, the full bird, legs, everything on the traditional classic way.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to brush the skin with some butter to melt some butter. You're going to put streaky bacon over the breast. So remember, the breast is the bird will dry out because it's the leanest. Into the cavity, we're going to put some orange or we're going to put some lemon and thyme. Okay, just cut it in half, put it in whole. Doesn't really matter.
Okay. Board's dead.
Preheat the oven to 190. What I always do, we'll talk about the stuffing in a minute, but I always stuff not the cavity, but the neck of the turkey, which is just, it's kind of...
And the reason for that is?
Yeah, just because the moisture that comes out and into your stuffing.
All right, okay.
You'll be fighting over that bit.
Is any turkeys listening?
Just for cooking the turkey, it's 20 minutes per pound. Every oven is different. Your oven.
20 minutes per pound.
Yeah. Wherever you're getting your turkey, whether it's in the supermarket or if your local butcher or Hogan's, who I've mentioned, just weigh the turkey, get them to weigh it and get your calculations right. So 20 minutes per pound plus 20 minutes extra. That's the official. But listen, okay, so you have your butter, you have your bacon into a tray, wrap it really well in tin foil. We always do that for the first hour 15 minutes, okay? And so you do one sheet of tin foil one way, the other sheet, so it's two sheets, excuse me.
Yes.
And you're actually, it's like a Christmas parcel because the turkey's in there.
Yeah.
In a big tray, into the oven, again, it's at 190. This is going to take well over nearly three hours, 15, 20 minutes. How do you test when your turkey's cooked?
I don't know. How do you do?
So you go to the bottom of the leg, okay, where the leg is attached to the actual breast, or the wing bone, excuse me, the wing bone is probably better, the wing bone of the turkey, and you get a cocktail stick at the point of the knife when the juices run clear. How do we keep a moist bird? We put some stock onto the tray and some vegetables, and we keep spooning every 40 minutes that lovely stock and juice over it. That's what we call basting.
Okay.
That's really important.
Yes.
If you don't do that, you're going to have a dry bird. Really, really mean that. Don't forget to turn over the turkey too as you're cooking it. That's really important. There's a bit of work in it.
There is a bit of
nervous.
Work.
And treat it like a big chicken. But I'm not being smart.
Yeah, no. And it's constant attention as well.
It is because it's the biggest meal of the year.
Yes, it is.
And you don't want a dry turkey. It's as simple as that.
No.
You're disappointed because it's a very lean bird. So to respect it and just keep those following tips. After the first hour and a half, then take the tin foil off and you'll get a lovely kind of golden brown colour coming onto the breast. You keep basting it, and then what you do is that's going to keep it really, really moist. Actually, resting the bird, I was speaking to the man, Vincent from Hogan's. He said the most important thing about cooking a turkey is resting it. And what that means, just for your listeners, is just when the bird is cooked and there's no trace of pink, and you can use a temperature probe or whatever like that if you want to.
Yeah.
But I go the traditional way, just with the point of the knife near the wing bone, the breast. When it comes out clear, it's cooked, okay? But wrap it in tin foil and rest it for a good 30 to 40 minutes at least.
Right, okay.
It won't go cold because it's going to rest there. So easily, you could rest it up to nearly an hour and it will keep, trust me on that.
Well,
as long as you don't leave it out the back door.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
You leave it in
Might
a warm
run away.
Kitchen.
Never. Yeah. So
that's our turkey.
That's gorgeous.
And the recipe, of course, is
now,
on,
don't
on
panic.
Your website.
The recipe is on our webpage, which I'll remind you of at the end as well.
We'll talk about the stuffing.
Yes, sir.
Okay with you?
Yeah.
So this again is going to make lots of stuffing. 3 ounces of butter, one large onion, which is diced really nice and small.
Yes, I agree.
Some chopped sage. It's probably the one herb that I really only use at Christmas and a little bit throughout the year, because thyme would be more favoured. Just sages in stuffing heartbeat.
Okay.
And maybe I just don't use it enough, to be honest with you. But sage or thyme is beautiful. Parsley is lovely, but sage, this is a very traditional stuffing.
Okay.
Fresh white breadcrumbs. Mr. Crumb will look after you. They're already in the supermarket. You'll be able to get them.
Yes.
If you have stale bread, use them up. Don't waste. You know, I'm from Cavan.
That's very true.
Some dried apricots, finely chopped. And we're working about 4 ounces of that. And then what we're going to do is put the grated rind of a small orange to give lovely flavour, a little bit of parsley. You cook all of this in the pan. So what I would do is soften the onion for 5 minutes, then add in, soften the onion in the butter, then add in the apricots. If you want to, what I do at home is toasted pine nuts. My family love that.
Yeah, that's right.
But a wee bit of texture. You can use dried cranberries if you don't like the apricots. And I know one of your fruits you don't like is dried prunes. Don't even think about putting them in a stuffing.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you make this, and this will keep 3 or 4 days ahead. Please do that. When you're ready to cook it, you can put it into the neck of the turkey, not the cavity, and then you can roll it like a big Christmas cracker.
Oh, lovely.
All you're doing is warming it through. Remember that. It's already cooked.
Yes.
So this can be done 3 or 4 days ahead, up to maybe 5 days ahead, because I will be so organised at home.
Yes, you are. You have to be.
And you know what it's like. I want to enjoy the family, the twins, Santi,
that's
the
right,
usual,
all that, yeah.
And not be stuck in the kitchen. I do the cooking.
Yes.
I love it, but I'm not going to be stuck there. I'll have my stuffing all ready to go.
That's
2 days ahead.
That's very
happy
good.
With that, Marty?
Yeah, and are we going to do a bit of ham? Have you time?
If you have time.
Yeah,
okay,
talk to me about ham. Yes,
so
yes.
This is the ham, so this will serve 10 to 12. Again, we're looking for the quality mark, and that's really important over the Christmas period. We're supporting Irish producers. That's really important for the turkey, for the ham. So this is 11.5 pounds of ham. It's on the bone skin on, but of course you can use the bacon loin, which is delicious. It really is. It really is. So we're going to actually cook this in some water, some celery, onions, a little bunch of thyme, black currants. So you're actually poaching it. So you are. You can steam it if you want to, but I actually cook it in that. If you want to make it really jazzy, now we're going to put this in water in the recipe, but you can use cider. It's lovely.
Of course, people say, yes.
And then with that braising liquid, you can keep that for a super risotto, so you're wasting nothing.
There's
loads of flavour in there. Do you need to soak your ham? Listen, traditionally you used to. It's not as salty as it used to be.
No, it's not. Why?
Because they've cut away back. Like we're really watching our salt levels, I think, in food and ham.
I love the ham. What is it about the blooming ham? I love it.
I do.
Isn't it funny?
It's one of my favourite things. For me, it's as important as the turkey.
I totally agree with you. I'd be disgusted if I went and I didn't get enough ham.
Really?
Yeah, I love the ham.
So, Marty, for the ham, it's like the turkey, 20 minutes per pound.
Okay, per pound,
plus 20 minutes. I'll be cooking my ham at least 2 or 3 days ahead and I'll have it in the fridge.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. No bother. I'll have that completely cold. I'll trim it down. I'll score it with the knife, stud it with the cloves. And then we're going to talk about a really nice glaze, which you can make. Like, you know, we're on the 14th of December now.
Ham
glaze can be made now, I tell you.
Sure.
I kid you not. There's whiskey. 200 mils of whiskey. None on me. We have honey in this, 200 mils of honey, 2 tablespoons of red currant jelly, and we have 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, which will cut through the richness of that. One of my favourite spices is the allspice. It's a little berry. It's not the aftershave, okay? That's old spice.
Don't put old spice on it.
It's not recommended.
No.
This is
allspice.
I love it. And then, Marty, 2 teaspoons of cloves, but that's to go into the ham. You put all that into the pot and you boil it and you cook it until it's nice and thick like honey.
Yes.
And this can be another little gift that you can give to your family and friends.
That's a lovely idea.
So when the ham is cold, you score it, remove any excess fat, you stud it. We've been working this, stud it with the cloves and then brush this with the glaze 4 or 5 times as you're baking it off. So really all you're doing is reheating this Christmas morning. So you can do this, Marty, when your turkey is resting.
Yeah.
Resting for the 45, 50 minutes up to an hour. You can then put your ham in and brush it and glaze it. And keep brushing it.
Yeah.
The glaze will run off. But if you put the ham glaze onto a warm ham, do you know what I mean? If you don't bake the ham ahead or cool it, it runs off it.
So good
tip for you, Marty, is just with the tray, is line it with parchment paper. You're going to thank me. Less wash up.
I've always thanked you.
I know you have.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So keep brushing it with the glaze. The glaze, the ham, star of the show, I think.
And how long then?
Oh, sorry, then in the oven, that will take at least nearly up to an hour to warm.
Okay,
because it's on the bone, this one.
Yes, of course.
If it's a loin, it's going to take about 30 minutes or thereabouts.
Yeah,
And a bacon loin is lovely because it's easy to carve. You know, I've often used that. I've often done that at Christmas.
Yeah,
you know,
and people just love the flavour too.
Are we happy?
No, are we what? Honey glazed ham with cloves. We have sorted.
That was busy.
Yeah, you have the apricot and sage stuffing and the roast turkey with streaky bacon. It's beautiful.
Lovely.
Oh, it's fun. Now listen, are you open tonight? being being a Friday.
Absolutely.
You open tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
Because will you be literally stuffed? Will you be stuffed? Seriously? Will you be stuffed with people?
Oh, yeah.
Will you be busy?
Ah, it's very steady. It is great.
No, but at Christmas time, people...
Can't be any busier than we do what
we do. Well, you can't. That's the funny thing.
We do what we do. We might get a couple of local parties, maybe, the local health centre.
But it'll be packed out, is what I'm asking you, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're not busy at Christmas. But what really takes off at Christmas is the vouchers, to be honest with you. People get gifts and that. Yeah. So we'll be closing on the 21st, the Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, 21st.
The Sunday, so that's when we're closing. We can't wait for a few days.
Isn't that terrific?
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. Oh, we're very lucky. But listen, we've another week to go anyway.
I know.
Say no more. Now, listen, lads, just a reminder, because it is the turkey, it is the ham, and it is the stuffing. Marty in the Morning, the recipes are there. RT Lyric FM first, and then Marty in the Morning, and that's how you'll get those. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Up to your eyes. You're joking. Haven't a minute. I'm thinking of trying your sticky sausages tonight.
Good. So, you enjoy them, my friend.
I will. I'll do my best.
See you next week.
I will.